Hello, 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 hello. I'm sorry. I'm trying to share, and I always get a little discombobulated when I try to share. I'm like, and so I'm looking at what I'm doing and not what I need to be doing. And anyways, how are you? How are you? How are you? How are you? Come on, computer. Switch over. I am Isawellen, and this is Isawellen Writes Grown Up Story Time. I am sharing now. I'm going to share this out because this is a live stream that I am recording. And I'm going to have a couple friends like Becca, the Lustful Tigress, and maybe Working Hans. Handsome Man, Hans Christian Andersen, Henderson, Mr. Hansy. I had a high school teacher named Mr. Hans. Oh, how they made fun of him. Okay, I'm almost there. Shared that. We're doing good. Going there, coming back, looking to see. Do I call in now? Yes, call in now. Is this hot? Here, I'll lower the volume even. Call in. Wait, I need to get my coffee. So just hold on, let me get my coffee. Oh, she's got the wine bottle. I got the coffee. Yes, you may call in now. This is how I roll. I'm just a woman like a microphone who has no idea what she's doing. Connecting you, Becca. How are you, Miss Wine Bottle Lady?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Let me turn off my audio effects, my music. We will just be like, pause. Can you hear me? I have the air conditioner on. I'm like, air conditioner on, air conditioner off, live, die. I don't know what to do. So
should probably keep it on. It's pretty hot.
It's warm everywhere, let me tell you. It's warmest in Texas. It looks like Hans has joined us. And we're just going to hang out and maybe talk about projects and stuff. I have some upcoming interviews that I wanted to get on and hype up a little bit. I'm going to be interviewing SWL Stefan at SWL Photographic. And Shelly, I cannot pronounce your last name. Shelly is Scottish, and I bet you say her last name different in Scottish than I would in our Americanism. I'll be interviewing both of them, and I also will be interviewing, that interview is August 10th, and then at some point in time, I have to nail him down on the time, but Night of Seven, I'm going to interview him as well. He is also across the world. He is across the world in like, I don't know if I can say. Has he said before? I don't know. He's pretty mysterious. But he is like one of these people who's like 10, 12, 50 hours ahead of me. He like lives in a different day.
If he's a day ahead, it might be Australia, like the southern.
No, he's not Australia. I know where he is. But I just don't know he's so mysterious. Do I get to say?
The UK?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Have you heard him? Have you heard him speak? Have you heard his recording? Because he has a pretty heavy accent, so that's going to be interesting.
No.
But he's got a great voice too. Hans, you may call in whenever you are ready. We are just going to chat. So, Rebecca, connect. Hello, Hans.
Hello. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Can you hear all of it? And the feedback from my fan isn't too bad. Oh, look, there's Quincy.
I don't hear it at all.
Hey, Quincy speaks. Good. I'm glad you don't hear the fan because I really don't want to turn it off. Okay, so first, where'd he go? He left. Are you here? Or is my light just off? my light went off for hands. So, but Rebecca, tell me what you're working on, what you're working on for your personal project that you were really excited about and you were drawing art for, and then you got a little frustrated with.
Yeah. So I'm trying to create, I'm trying to create erotic sci-fi and
erotic sci-fi. Really,
am I allowed to curse? Oh yeah. This is the belt, right?
Yeah. And I did put, I did put not safe for work. So curse away, girlfriend.
Okay. So it's really difficult. It's really fucking difficult because it's all in my head. It's just not in any specific order. And it's not, like, I was originally going to do a werewolf story, but, like, not magic werewolves. Like, in the world, the term werewolf will be derogatory because it's mutations. It's sci-fi. It's not fantasy, I guess. I mean, I guess it is sort of fantasy because it's, like, futuristic and scientists have found a way to create super soldiers. Like, they started with people and people were like, oh, this is cool, but then they were like, let's create super soldiers, and they were like, oh, that's not cool, because they're just gonna, yeah, they're basically abusing the soldiers. And this girl named Jade is like in the middle of it. Her parents get killed. She goes on this killing rampage with, you know, some erotic shit along the way. I definitely don't want
just some erotic shit.
I definitely don't.
Like, we're not
going
to be pouring over those parts.
Yeah,
no.
Those aren't the highlights.
No, I don't want this to be purely erotic. I don't want you to go into the story. I mean, you can go into the story for the sex, but, like, you're going to wait a while.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's slow burn sex, but it's just sex. It's not romance sex, or is it just, are they just, you know, like.
I want Jade to have the conflict of, like, being gay, but her animal instincts are telling her to, like, fuck a dick.
Well, that's fun.
She's emotionally gay, but her animal instincts won.
I mean, yeah.
Her animal instincts.
There you go.
That's what animals do.
They just want to mate and make babies. That's what you're telling me. I see.
Basically, I want this to be a long series. Like, I'm basically biting off more than I can chew. I want it to be a multiple book series. I definitely don't want it to be teen romance.
Are you messing with your microphone, Becca? Quit it. Leave it alone.
Oh, I am. I don't know.
Don't touch it. Yeah, you were. So don't touch that. Don't touch it. Don't touch that. But, you know, what about reverse harem? You know, you are just a harem kind of like multiple partner menage kind of thing.
Kind of. That's kind of what the ending is gonna be like. Not the ending, but like I'm not sure. I don't really have it all mapped out. I'm really just trying to map out the first book right now. But it's extremely difficult because I keep on wanting to add and then I take away, and then it's like I only have a few sentences written out. And the gist of the beginning is that Jade is just a normal human, or at least she thinks she is. She thinks she's a normal human girl. Until all of a sudden, these science dudes, like, the werewolf thing is known, but it's not where she is. Like, the thing isn't big where she is. And these scientists come to town, they start shooting everybody, they start killing everybody. Her father transforms into a werewolf, and he's like, yo, you need to find this group of people in order to survive. She watches her parents die before her eyes. She sees her friends dead. And she basically goes on a rampage and kills every single one of the scientists. And that's all I have. I don't have anything else planned out.
A good start, you know, for a character, I guess. You know, that's a good character kind of background start. That's a good place to start. I'm kind of a pantser myself. Yeah. So, you know, if it's your first long book, keep it as simple as you can and then go back and, you know, you can always add your rewrites. You need to finish that because it sounds awesome. That's what Quincy says. He's like, okay, you need to finish that because it sounds awesome. He's like ready to buy it. He's like, I'm there. I'm ready to buy it. How do I link a copy a link to the podcast? Hans, there should be, you should be able to share. There should be a green button where you can share somewhere.
A green button.
To no, share. You're probably on your phone, but I know it can be done because Quincy can share it. Becca, have you been able to? I know Zane comes in and shares it all the time.
There's a button. There's a little square with an arrow. I think that's the share button.
You see a square.
Let me click it and see what happens.
Nothing. Here we go. Copy to clipboard.
There you go.
Got it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You shared it.
I found this amazing podcast, amazing live, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, and it just shares automatically.
I see Crimson doing it. Pengi. I see Pengi doing
it. Is Pengi? Yes, Pengi does it all the time. Yeah, She's not in here today. Okay, so Hans, now it's your turn. Tell me about your current project. Not your current project. Tell me about the chair. I have not sat down and read it, but somebody reviewed it, and I'm like, is that what it's about? Oh, maybe I need to read that. So tell me about the chair. Tell me more about
Imagine you could see into the head of a dominant and see all of his insecurities and things like that that go on while he's asserting, you know, himself as a dominant. That's the chair.
That's
you
the
know
chair.
Him starting a relationship.
Oh my.
I heard that.
Yeah, bless you.
My allergies are going haywire.
Awesome.
So he's starting a relationship, and
it's how he meets somebody. You know, the whole process of starting a relationship, that how he asserts his dominance. He's very consent oriented. Yeah. And there's a whole lot of fucking.
I love how it's really crazy good stuff. So this is the concept, but there's a lot of fucking.
And not just like regular fucking.
Not just regular.
Really good fucking. BDSM hardcore fucking.
There is definitely a difference. Oh my god, my voice cracked.
Oh, good Lord, help me. Oh, okay. Yeah, I should be used to this stuff by now, but I'm not. I'm so not.
And I get a sick pleasure out of cracking you up.
Oh, gosh. If I had a mirror, my face would be so red. And I'm alone.
Oh, yeah. Do you have to cut these things? Wait, no, it's live. Never mind. I was going to ask, do you have to cut these things for your laugh time? But then I realized we're live.
Oh, yeah. No, we're live. I mean, I can always trim it, but I probably won't because, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know. We'll see how long we go. I can't go too long. But there are five people in the room. So hello, five people in the room. Well, that's you two and Quincy. Hello. And then two more I can't see. So So what inspired this particular piece of work, the chair?
It was actually a poem that I read. And I was like, ooh.
Oh. See, for me,
Yeah, that's always.
Go ahead. She stopped herself. Go ahead. She's going to wait her turn.
The poem basically was about a submissive being in a chair, being very submissive towards a dominant. And I was like, okay, that's an interesting idea. And then my head, you know, immediately starts building a story around it. And I'm like, okay, I got to write this.
That's cool. And it just came to you and you sat down and wrote it.
That's just how I write. It's basically like watching a movie in my head. And if I don't write it as I'm watching it, then it's gone. Yeah.
What would you have done if you'd been at work or something? I don't know. I mean,
oh, that happened. There's probably about 100 stories I haven't written. Because they've gotten lost at work, or I'm out doing laundry, or you know, go to the store, or who knows what, walk the dog, and story pops in my head, and, ooh, that's interesting, and it's gone.
Okay, but Becky, you had a comment, and do you remember what you're going to add, what you're going to pop in and say? You know, ooh, that is how the poem. Okay, go ahead and tell me. I want to hear.
My inspiration for my book is just me being a furry. Is that what you meant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was it.
Say it again. I didn't hear it.
The inspiration for my book is just me being a straight up furry.
A what furry?
Furry. A straight up furry.
Oh, straight up. Straight furry. Up.
You didn't hear that part.
I heard the straight up. I heard something and then furry. I'm sorry. Are you a furry? My daughter made this cute cartoon. Did you see that? That she put, I posted it once. You know, she's.
I mean, I'm not the type of furry that freaks animals, but I do like anthropomorphic.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, that doesn't really count, right? I mean, that's, what is that show that the cartoon, I mean, that I used to watch that with the,
every single children's show ever.
No, every single children's show ever. No, the first... Thundercats was the cartoon that got
how did I know it?
They were gorgeous and they were, it was just thunder. And yeah, the gargoyles were good for me too. I mean, they were like just hit my imagination.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh my gosh. This should be a romance. This is a romance. Now it needs sex. And I was young.
I used to watch that shit when I was really young.
Really young!
My older sister would watch it, and I'd be like, what the hell is going on? I don't know what these cats are doing. They're kind
of and cute. I didn't even, but you
I
know, that
I was more into dogs back then.
Oh. No, but, you know, there's something about, I'm not the only one, right? I mean, hands right, the Thundercats, that's, you knew.
Oh, Chitara.
So.
Yeah.
So, it's not
Quincy. It didn't matter to me that she was a cat. It was skimpy clothing. Boobs jiggling animation. Yes, I'm into
yes,
that.
And what was that? This was for kids. It was supposed to be, but hey, I don't think it was. It wasn't.
Look at Rouge the Bat from Sonic. I mean, they did kind of delete her, which was kind of a move. I mean, like, it's kind of like, oh, we don't like this character, but he created
it. It just never existed. Forget
it. It's gone now. We don't.
Forget it.
We don't.
This is not the hedgehog you're looking Sonic. For.
Look. Not the hedgehog. Look, Penguin is here. Hey, Crimson.
Hey.
Are you here? Quincy's probably. Are you working, Quincy? It's nighttime. You can't possibly be working on, you know, 4 hours ahead of time at night. He's just listening and doing something. So, and other people. Thank you guys for entering the studio. We're just talking about books. Now, I wanted to ask you, Ghost. No, I'm listening and writing. Oh, good. My publisher was asking about, and I know I see a lot of it on Twitter, the just erotica shorts.
That's pretty much what my publisher wants in general.
Is that what your publisher shorts. Wants in general? Just shorts, yeah. Erotica shorts. She was asking if she thought, you know, they sold, and I said I see a lot of people doing them on
Apparently
Patreon.
There's a big market for them.
Okay, I'll tell her. She
mean,
was like,
"Isn't that what basically lit erotica is?"
Well, yeah, basically. It is. But would people pay for them? I mean, how do they sell? So most of the erotica.
Well, my publisher just launched a subscription service that's for short erotica.
There you go.
Yeah.
A lot of people, that's what they want. They kind of, some people, they don't want a story. They're just like, okay, give me the sex. Okay, bye.
Yeah, but, you know, in comparison to books sold and what makes money and what gets reviews, unless you have a ton of erotica up on something like Kindle Unlimited, it's not a big money maker. That's the big, you know, in comparison.
But I never got into it for the money.
Well, I know. I mean, but that's what, you know, she was thinking, you know, maybe would it sell? And part of it is just because time-wise compared to writing a whole book.
Right. Yeah.
Writing and
it
then
a whole lot faster.
Yeah, it is. They're shorter, they're faster. And I just wasn't sure if you thought they, so, you know, because all the Patreons and then people are just like posting it to Twitter. I'm like, well, those people who do the free stuff, you know, in the threads, I can never seem to pull it off. But there are some people that get so many.
Yeah, some people do it really well.
And really get. And I said,
I do that occasionally.
You do too. You usually get really good RTs too. And I said, you know, some of it is audience, but I bet if you just posted it and labeled it right to, you know, you'd make something. But I like that idea of the subscription service. I wonder if she could just do that through her, do that as a publisher, do that as a subscription service. Because, you know, compared to writing a full book, you know, some of the stuff that I see on Amazon, like 5,000 words, that's what I can write that in. That's what I post to Twitter.
That's generally the category that my publisher wants, is really around 5,000 words.
How do you even... I think
when I edited a story, it was only 2,600 words, and I made it over 8,000.
2 point, and you expanded it. Well, I'm glad, you know. And Zane will write, when he writes, there he is. Hey, Zane. Zane writes pretty good, hey, really short stories as well. And yeah. I'm like, how do you people do? I can't. I take like 20 minutes.
You know, I'm the type of writer that just sits down and
masturbate less, Zane.
Oh shit!
You could have prepared me for that.
Oh, that hurt.
And miss another blush? Nah.
Oh, good lord.
Okay. But in order to write those kinds of things, I literally sit down and write whatever the fuck comes. And if it works, it works. I can't plan it out. I can't do anything. If I plan it out, it'll take forever. I just sit down and I
read. Oh, yeah, I don't plan any of mine.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not a planner.
I can't. The story just evolves how it evolves, and it ends when it ends.
Yeah, that's how I write as well.
Some of the most popular story creators are you know, this character was supposed to do this, but the character literally took on a life of its own. And
oh, good lord, that happened. My first book. Are you kidding me? Totally happened. Totally happened. I'm like, no, you're supposed to be this way. And he's like, I don't think so. This isn't working for me. This isn't the book I wanted to write. I don't
care. Up with her. Nah, I'm hooking up with her.
Nah. I'm going this way.
You don't understand. She's hot. I want that.
No, he hooked up with the right woman. He just wouldn't be. He was supposed to be. He was supposed to be a ne'er do. He was supposed to be like a mob boss, a bad guy. But he was first book. He was no, I am honorable and I'm respectful and I do things this way. And I'm no, you're not. You're oh okay. Yeah. Look again.
I can understand even the criminals have a code of
honor. No, yeah, but he just was.
Oh, I love a criminal that's, you know, actually believable and human and you can empathize with. And then he turns around and does some really bad shit, and you're like, oh! You did? Why?
No, I like those two. I like the more, you know, I have to say, I'm more fascinated by the very human bad guys. You know, Hitler, speaking of, bad guy, horrible person, but he had a niece that he adored. And that he protected and he took care of, and there are pictures of them.
Are we talking about Hitler right now?
Yes. So stories like that. He is a terrible, horrible person. So stick him in fantasy, right?
Probably burning in hell.
So stick him in, exactly. But stick him in fantasy, make him a world destroyer where it no longer matters to our current timeline, and then have him fall in love or something, but he's still this. Just because you fall in love, you change some things, but there are some things you don't change. And a lot for romance, it's to be able to get that, to pull that off and make people love that character, anything. That's a big deal as a writer.
I get what you're saying, but Hitler may have been too...
No, I'm
maybe not the best example.
Okay, so, fantasy, so who's the worst? Take somebody, somebody horrible from fantasy.
Trump. It doesn't matter. Good example.
No, not Trump.
There's a couple of horror movies. I'm not big into horror in general, but there are a couple of horror movies that I really enjoyed because the main protagonist was, very normal. It was just a normal person that the audience empathized with. And then they go on to do some really horrible shit. But because you've seen their backstory, you understand why they're doing it. And you understand them, even though it's still horrible shit. And that's really interesting to me, the psychology of it.
Yeah. Oh, see, to me, it's the challenge of making them. It's a different. But what have I?
Have any of y'all seen Dexter, please?
Nope. Yes. Yes, I've seen some Dexter.
Listen, I have talked to so many people, and they're like, what, the Dexter's Laboratory? No, not Dexter's Laboratory.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, it's been, it was out so long.
You empathize with him, even though this
I've heard he's a character like that.
Yeah, he is, because you get his childhood story, though. You get this horrible childhood story that makes you, and then you're like, and so here he is. He's broken inside, and he has to live in society, and so he's become, and actually, that's pretty common. There's a, it's a, it's not a trope yet, but I've read many characters like that in romance, in dark romance, where you get, because of the contrast, because Dexter can't change. That's who he is. It's just he's compelled. And that's a pretty common. But he's also a little bit, he's not, you know, one of these prejudiced, you know, or whatever. I don't know. I'm fascinated.
It reminds me of the two movies that I was thinking of. May, like the month.
Uh-huh.
Like follows the evolution of a female serial killer.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one. Ew. Oh,
you remember the movie Carrie?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The girl who plays Carrie is the main character in May.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and I only know about it because I actually met her.
Oh!
Wait. The remake or the original of Carrie?
The original.
Sissy Spacek, then, yeah.
Yes, Sissy Spacek.
I've never seen the original, so I probably
should. Yeah, she lives here in Austin, and I ran into her in a video store about 10 years ago. And she's like, have you seen May? And I was like, no. Tell me more. And she told me about it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to watch this. And, by the way, she said that the director of Carrie was a total dick.
Wasn't that Stephen King or something?
Yeah, driver.
Stephen King was the book. Wasn't that the director? Wasn't that... You know, the same guy who did all the other, like Jaws. What is his name? I can't remember now.
Yeah.
Spielberg?
Yeah, wasn't it Spielberg who did Carrie?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's too funny.
See, I think
she said he was a dick.
Zane, are you going to call in when your hands are? You can come in and tell us about your current project as well, too. So, working hands, you recently went, what did you buy at the Goodwill? Did you buy at the leather or the belt, or what did you buy? What was that?
A leather vest and chaps.
Oh, leather vest and chaps. I didn't see that they were chaps. Chaps, leather. You got those at the resale store? Really? That's a good deal.
And they were brand new, still had the tags on them.
Okay, I want to know how much they
perfect
were.
Fit.
$24. How much?
$24.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Oh, man. Yeah, you were probably like, score!
Oh, I absolutely was. I mean, they were exactly my size, and I'm like, how can I not buy this? I need this.
I've been waiting all my life for this. Wow, that's
literally born just for this product.
That's amazing. You can't get stuff like that, like a leather jacket, if it was like an old leather motorcycle jacket or something. You can't. $24, no way. It'd be 50 or 60 in a resale store here. I don't know what it is it about where I live, but Becca's like, oh, you just go in and you get your little dress and it'll be 50 cents. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's about $3 or $4 here.
You mean when I was talking about the store?
Yeah, well, I'm exaggerating. It wasn't 50 cents, but you can't buy. There's nothing.
There's nothing. Thrift shopping.
Nothing you can get here is that cheap. Nothing, nothing. So, Zane, are you going to come on? We're going to talk about your erotica. Maybe he's gone. He was doing.
Off on tangents.
He's like, oh, look, he's calling me. We're talking about. So if you guys have read any books recently, erotic books that you want to share that you've read, ooh. Becca, I know you've been reading some stuff. Zane, have you been reading? Hello, Zane.
Hello, Zane.
No, I've not been reading.
You've not been reading. Did you listen to?
I finished a book 2 days ago, and that was the last thing I read.
And what was it? Can you share?
Let me go look. I want to say it was Alexa Summers. Bonus level.
No spoilers. Haven't read it yet.
Bonus level, cast dominant. Yeah. Cast dominant.
And was it any good? Are you going to review it? What is your review? Is it like hot? Or
My review of it was, it was really good.
I liked it.
Let me see if I
did
can
Did you
find
like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Taken down because of cursing.
What's taken down because of cursing?
My Her review. Book reviews.
Well, stop it!
Listen, I didn't know that I couldn't write the F word in a book purely about smut.
Amazon is like, you know, they're like the Amazon nanny. They are taking, you know, I write because I write
if it's in the book.
Yeah.
Just not in the review or in the actual like blurb text.
Well, it's not just that. They're taking down Omegaverse books because of the nodding aspect. They'll take them down Alpha and Omega. My next book is called, you know, Her Broken Alpha. I don't know. I'm kind of worried about it. But yeah, they'll take them. It's not funny. That's like my income right there, girl.
No, I know. It's
yeah,
not funny, that sucks. It's funny because.
Stop.
Why would you hold on? I'm laughing because of the ridiculousness. Why would you?
Yeah, it is pretty ridiculous.
It's you know, and they only take down. They don't take down the if it's the gay ones. You know, the male, which there are a ton of. There's so many, and some of them are really sweet. I haven't read them, but they're like male pregnancy books. They don't take those down, and they have nodding. They have all the stuff. They don't. Those don't get down. But I think
like
part
a
of
there's a word.
Or...
There's a word for that.
How did they do that? You know what? If you that the male on the guy on guy Omegaverse is so detailed. There are people that have done health charts to explain how it works, to explain, you know, to make everything work together. To so you could look. It's like it's a pretty established got a canon out there that's pretty established. It's a lot. Somebody who reads it was like, it's so much more detailed than the male female. You guys just take all the best parts and then ignore all the social and all these other issues that are all in it, like transgender, you know, that are really important. It's social issues. Okay, I'm just gonna say that. But I'm writing fantasy and romance and fluff, and that's not true. I guess I deal with they're not I'm not really dealing I guess maybe a little bit I mean but not a lot but so that's what Zane's read recently. What have you read recently, Hans?
Packing slips. Not much. I've been working. Okay.
You've been working so hard, you're probably exhausted.
Cooking out there, and yeah. I don't read when I get home because like my eyes are crossing and my brain is
going. Oh my gosh, Lord. Okay, Becca, you've been reading like a maniac. None of you have read my book, but that's
still
okay.
Hasn't read my story.
Listen, there are so many books in my Amazon Kindle library. There are so many.
I know. I'm going to keep teasing you about it, though.
I know.
Yeah. Make her feel bad.
I won't lie. I forgot Hans wrote a book. I have it. I'm pretty sure I have it. I don't know where, but I have it somewhere.
It's all right.
It's definitely in my library somewhere.
It's but, in there
I'm very
somewhere.
Distracting, so, you know, it's easy to overlook.
I just finished Alexa Summers' Level Up series, and I was really pleasantly surprised. Like,
That was good, right?
It was really good. I didn't expect that much... What's the
emotional content?
For? Emotional and intelligent content from...
Yes.
An erotic book. Like, I've had plenty
I love all the game stuff. That's so much fun.
Yes, I love the D&D aspect. I love the psychological aspect, and I love the emotional aspect. You don't normally get that in erotica. Like, in erotica,
right.
It's like you have a little bit of a story, and they're fucking.
And then there's fucking.
I mean, that's what Level Up is, but I don't know. It's just, I can tell that she really poured her heart and soul into it, and I respect it a lot. Even though my review was taken down, Amazon.
Well, put it up again without the language.
I forgot what I wrote.
Oh my goodness, that's funny. You're funny. So
yeah, I'm planning on. I read.
Oh, Quincy Shea left. Sands. No, bye.
I read Shea Sands and Alexa's not. What's the word? Not collab, but the books they wrote at the same time.
Yeah.
Sands and Spanking Summers, and those are really good too. And my reviews are taken down for that too. But I was really impressed with both of those as well.
You were really impressed. Well, that's good. You know, that's fantastic.
Honestly, when I first started in this community, I was just a nobody on Literatica, and I had absolutely zero. I had really low expectations
of what you would find.
Of what I would find, of what I would write, of what I would read, of what I would listen to. And finding, like, this community, the Erotica community, is just, wow. It's like, there's actual real content on here. I just have to pay for it.
Yeah, quality content versus the free content is, you know, a little few and far between.
Yeah, but there is some, like, who's that guy that just recently got his content stolen? Callie Max. His stuff for free on Literatica is really good.
It is good. His women, he turns it around. His women are really strong, and he has a story, and he's writing a new one. He told me about that takes place in, I think, World War II. That's going to be really interesting. So he really should sell it if you listen to this, Cal. But yeah, he, you're right. He is good. I've had him on the show before. So Zane, what have you been up to? We haven't talked to you like in forever. And I don't know if you've
been 84 years.
It's been 84 years.
I don't know if anybody saw it.
In the galaxy. Yeah. But I retweeted today my favorite episode with Zane. If you haven't listened to it, I recommend it. It is pretty hilarious. So what have you been doing, Zane? You got a job yet? Or are you out of work and just being a, you know, what are you doing? What's up?
Currently, I'm still trying to sort out the job thing. There was a complication of some kind.
A complication.
I tried to call them today, but I think their internet is dead because their phones are tied directly to the internet, and I went straight to voicemail.
Oh. No.
That's never a good sign for a company. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's a huge storm that blew through. I think it blew out the internet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Which, you'd think they'd have a backup or, you know, their phone's not connected to the internet.
You'd be surprised how many people don't have any sort of backup whatsoever.
It's just, yeah. So that's being fun, not at all. So I've just been kind of lazy. Last 3 days, I have done absolutely nothing.
You haven't, like, uploaded a new audio or anything? Or
I'm working on something.
Those of us who've been stalking your profile have been waiting.
Those of us, I can't hear you. You're like, where are you? Speak up, Becca.
Those of us.
Need to move your microphone closer.
It is literally, I'm like swallowing it now.
Okay,
yeah,
that's better.
Go ahead and swallow it.
That works for me.
Sorry, too tempting.
So, those of us who have been stalking Zane's profile have been waiting.
Oh, yes, waiting for more from Zane.
Although I really stalk all of my friends.
I know, you're quite the, it's a good thing though. You know, you retweet stuff and you put some out there and all of that, and that's really good. So, I like that you stalk us and you support us, and I try to support you back, and you know, get your stuff out and stuff. In fact, while we're just, you know, just to a shout out to people, to listeners and to readers and even other authors, it is invaluable. Just a share, a retweet, a share on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, on whatever you are on, it is so valuable because one person can see it and then it could change a life. Maybe you just never know. So
even if it doesn't, I just, you know, get this feeling of aww, I shared my work. He liked my poem.
You liked it. You like me, you really like me.
Exactly.
I think it's funny how the likes I get versus the followers I have. Like, obviously, the more sexier things.
I can't hear you.
Goodness gracious, I'm sorry. It's funny sometimes the likes I get versus the followers I have. I have over, I don't know, what, 1,000?
Yeah, but
followers.
That's and true.
Obviously, the more sexy content, the more revealing pictures, they get the most, you know, whatever, attract the most traffic. But I don't know. I just, like, I get 2 likes, and I'm like, yay!
I know. It's Twitter's a funny place, but still, it matters, you know, with that liking and sharing with some content. And I'm like, it's like 5 words right there that anybody on the planet could have said at any point in time. Why has that got 500 likes and 42 retweets?
Oh, man. The stuff that I've shared that gets just like viral retweets. And I'm just like, how can I get one of my poems to do that? It was like a tweet about mustard or some shit. And it's got like 3,000 likes. So I'm like, what the? This makes me feel bad. Stop this.
Don't retweet the crap.
It was just some random stupid shit.
What is that? I know. It makes no sense. No sense at all. It's really.
Sometimes I just laugh at the absurdity of it, but yeah.
It can be a little frustrating. You're like, you're working, you know, something that you're really proud of. And then you're like, should I share it again? Is that like,
I post a poem and it's got like 7 likes.
I mean, did you all not see it?
Whereas I will just retweet whatever I do like 7 days in a row.
I know.
To make sure people see it.
Maybe we need to be more like you.
Did you see this from 12 days ago?
I know I'm shadow banned. I need to fight that algorithm. That's how you do it.
Are you shadow banned again?
I'm always shadow banned.
You're always shadow banned?
Even if it's not showing up on the thing. Accounts like mine are targeted.
My poetry account is has a, I don't know what I did. It just, on the search, you can't search it.
That's so weird. My friend got banned from cursing. She called, get off the TV stand!
I knew they would come in, but they don't tell you. They just ban you, and you're like, what? You don't know. Have you ever gotten like a notice saying or anything?
No, whenever you're shadow banned, because Twitter claims to not shadow ban people, even though it's an automated program.
I got a notice.
And because they claim that they don't do it, you never get a notification.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. Becca, what were you saying? You got a notice that what?
I only got a notice when I was banned for like 3 days. I had a ban on my follower count and I had a ban on my like retweet.
Yeah. And
that's,
you know, compared
to when I've gotten a notification.
I guess I'm lucky. I've never had that.
You never
it's
had
because,
that?
Because they think that we're spamming, and I'm like, I'm just using what Twitter is supposed to be fucking used for. Yeah.
They have an AI set up to monitor. If you do over 100 likes in an hour or over 2,400 in a day, it starts flagging you.
Okay, so Beck, you sure they can do that? That's like...
I guess I don't like enough stuff.
We're just slackers.
I don't have time for that.
If the more followers you have, the less likely you are to get shadow banned, which I think is absolute bullshit.
Oh wow, yeah, that's possible. I mean, I haven't, my Isabellen hasn't been shadow banned, but I was gonna say something in the shadow banning, and on Facebook, which is totally different. I have a Facebook page for Isabellen. I tried to post a picture of a sexy man. I tried to post a picture of and it wasn't, he wasn't showing his bits. The bits were covered. It was just the chest and the top. It was just abs and it was Johnny, and they blocked it. And a month later, I'm still unlimited on my page. I can't share my page to people because I shared a sexy picture of a man chest.
Facebook is shit.
I haven't been on Facebook in like 15, 20 years.
Well, I mean, Facebook is where my romance readers are. It's where regular, you know, it's so funny because, you know, my book has got like erotic, it's got kink, it's like totally kink. But that's where the romance readers are in their groups and stuff. And that's where I need to go to connect with them. And yeah, I got totally. And it, a month later, that's what I can't believe. And they don't tell you how long. I don't know how long am I on probation here? And of course, because I'm an idiot, I kept trying to post it because I thought it was the internet problem. And they're like, you shared this three.
You know what it might be? Facebook is on the hunt for people who aren't actual people. Like, it could be, but I don't know. This person doesn't exist. This person is just creating an account to be a fake account.
Because they want you to use your real name. And I am Isabel and Wright, obviously a writer name. But they would tell you I would get blocked. First time I was in Facebook jail for 3 months. Really? 3 months? Good Lord. Yeah, see? Facebook jail. Literally, they just got... It's so funny. You can't... They monitor that... It's a little frustrating. I'm like, the private groups are for adults. They screen so that kids don't come in. So you should be able to be... But Facebook is like, you know, internet nanny. Like Amazon. I think they're, you know, they go out and they all have... they drink together and hire...
With like Amazon... I at least understand why they do what they do. It's because if they don't do it, they get a lot of blowback from like the uber right wing.
Some, you know, but this is the thing, they do it randomly. It's like when I was talking about.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They have the rules. They're like any con.
But they don't always enforce them.
Yeah, the content is so. Yeah. The rules are so general. They're like anything that common sense is, you know, what. And so they can pick and choose. And then if it's like a famous somebody or it's so. They don't enforce the rules across the board. And so.
I will say what Twitter did surprised me. They blocked one of Trump's tweets because they were like bad people.
I can't hear you.
Oh, what? We're coming out of left field. But then it doesn't do shit like stop. I stay with Jake Rowling. Okay, I'm not talking about
that. Okay. I can't hear anything you said.
I heard about half of it.
I said, but then they don't do things like, they don't stop things like hashtag I stay with Jake Rowling.
Yeah, it's just a weird kind of thing. And Twitter is...
You're just kind of just stuck in limbo, to be honest.
It's true. I miss, and then Tumblr lost all their, and so, yeah, it's like, okay, I know. And then you go to the dark web, and, you know, it's awful there. So then you leave, and,
everyone
I mean, I have.
Going on Tumblr when they took off all the porn.
So, okay, so I found out what all you're doing, what all you're reading. Zane, you're not doing anything. You're just sitting around fat and sassy.
I've got a new project.
Have you got a new project, Hans?
I do.
Okay, tell me about
it. The Darkling Road.
The Darkling Road? Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about the Darkling
Road. Or path. I haven't decided yet which. But it's basically a CNC story.
Okay.
Consent, non-consent.
Oh.
With fairies.
Ooh.
Specifically the Unseelie Fae.
There you go. That's fairies. Cool. Yes. I've read some pretty filthy Unseelie Fae fairy books.
Yes. And the one thing that is like common throughout the story is they will never lie to you because the truth hurts more.
Yeah. They will never lie to you because the truth hurts more. That's cool.
Yep. And any deal you make with a fae has to be upheld by both parties.
Ah.
So they always try and trick you in different ways into making a deal. But they won't lie to you to get you to do it. Now, the good fae, the Seelie Fae, will absolutely lie to you. They'll tell you everything's okay. It's not, but they'll tell you it is. Are you familiar with what pukas are?
Yes.
Ah, yes. Pukas lie constantly.
Ah.
It's just what they do. They actually are physically incapable of telling the truth. You ask them, what color is the sky? They're going to tell you purple. You know? And so they're very feel-good, happy, bubbly creatures, but they're also complete liars because they want you to feel good. They feed off that shit.
Oh shit, because they could be like, hey, guess what? You're beautiful. And I could be like,
oh yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, God. And that's where the unseelie Fae will absolutely pick apart every little defect and flaw that you have. It'll be true, but they're going to make you feel real bad about it.
That sounds awesome. So is it going to be an erotic novel at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Oh dear.
They're evil fairies. You think they're not evil. Into bondage? Oh yeah.
Evil fairies into bondage. Oh, that's funny. I was telling somebody on Twitter, and I was telling him that, you know, because his kink is a little different. He likes dominant women. And femdom, I said, I can't say it. You can go. Okay, there you go. But anyway, so he does. And I said, you know, if I read it as a contemporary, I wouldn't find it hot at all. I wouldn't be able, in fact, I wouldn't enjoy it. I probably wouldn't read it. But if you stick that in with fairies or fantasy or put a, you know, do something like that, you might catch me off guard and I might read that whole sucker. You know, I might enjoy it too. If you change the,
I also have a sci-fi I'm working on.
So what's your sci-fi? God,
50 Shades of Greys.
Fifty Shades of Greys, huh? What's that about?
Greys abducting people and having sex with them.
And there's 50 of them in different shades of color.
Different shades of gray.
I haven't decided yet. Oh, I'm not that far into it. But I thought
you could be like, there's just many shades of gray.
Yeah, I was kicking around ideas for a sci-fi book and just throwing out titles, and my brother comes up with 50 Shades of Greys, and I'm like, okay, I have to do something with this. That's just too funny.
That, and when people try to look for 50 Shades of Grey, they may accidentally find yours.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
A probably much better version of the actress.
That's hilarious. Too funny. That's so good. That's so funny.
Now, if only I could find the time to finish them.
Yeah, if you could only find the time to...
I've been struggling to finish either one of them for, like, 3-4 weeks.
Will your days be shorter in the wintertime? I mean, will it be easier? Maybe have more energy. They won't be shorter. You'll just have more energy.
Right now, it's mostly because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
We lost all of our contractors at work. So... I'm picking up all the slack.
It's you.
Basically doing twice the amount of work.
Oh.
So, yeah, oftentimes I come home and my hands are sore and I can't type. And
oh, gosh. Sounds awful.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound fun. Well, listen, guys, I'm going to have to let you go. We've been here for almost an hour and I need to hop off. I know. We had a good time, right? We even got asked Zane like 3 questions. So, yay. Say hello, Zane.
Hello. I was wanting to say, though, my favorite villain, because you guys were talking about villains.
Oh, okay.
Magneto from X-Men.
Oh, see? And you put him, and he's pretty sexy. So, yeah.
Oh, I'd agree. He's bald.
Literally, so with any single character you mentioned.
Hey, Magneto has hair. Professor Xavier is bald. Magneto is the leader of the evil X-Men.
But yeah.
I got those confused.
I have no idea. What does he do? Like, what's his role?
So Magneto is, when he was young, he was Jewish and in the Holocaust. He still has this tattoo on his arm of his prisoner number. His mom was killed by the Nazis, which is what started fueling his powers. And then after that, because he survived, because he's awesome, he eventually found other mutants. And then when mutants started getting persecuted by humanity, again,
He was like, I'm not going to let this happen again to my people.
He's trying
again.
To prevent another Holocaust.
Yeah, yeah, and he's not really a terrible guy. He just, he's violent and he has a different philosophy.
In fact, he prefers not to fight the humans when possible, only when they agitate him, such as, for instance, in the movies. They come, it's, the first movie is the only time he actually goes after humanity. Magneto. Because he's trying, well, and by that, he's trying to turn everyone into mutants. And then the second and third one is because he's provoked. Stryker goes after the X-Men and therefore his people. And then the third movie is they try to make a cure and suppress all mutant powers. And he's like, no, I'm out, son. Screw you guys.
Out.
See, my favorite villain is Voltron. Ultron. Because humans are the problem. Humans are what's killing.
Stalin has an excellent quote about that, actually. If you kill the man, you solve the problem. No man, no problem.
Oh, there you go. That works for all my books. You know, just why leave the bad guys alive? You know, why? I don't get it. You just got to know.
Because some people are Batman. And they
It cleans up the storyline so much. You just deal with it. Oh, and then it...
build a man a fire. He's warm for a day. Set him on fire. He's warm for the rest of his life.
There you go. Oh my gosh, because bad guys are sexy. They really are. You know, one of my favorite movies is called I cannot remember what is it now. It's a terrible movie. It's about a guy who kidnaps girls and then he brainwashes them, and one of his girl it's a horrible, it's just like, it's so good though. I'm like, oh, this
horrible,
is so...
horrible, as in like it's really terrible for the emotions,
or just kind of cringy.
No, it's a little bit cringy. It's a little cringy. It's supposed to be about I can't remember the name of the movie now. Why can't I remember the name? Is it Hell Night? No, it's something. Oh, okay. So, okay, Becca, you will know this. In the live action Beauty and the Beast, who played Gaston? Luke? No, not Luke. Anyways, that guy was in it. I can't remember. I'll tweet it out later.
Luke Evans.
No, is it Luke Evans? Is that his name?
Luke Evans.
Yes, and so he's attractive, right? And he plays this bad guy who kidnaps girls, and then he brainwashes them. And he has one that is like with him that he's like obsessed with, but he has another one who he's just playing with, like Caddy. And in the movie, in the beginning, the one, it's just...
Wait, what year did it come out?
Oh, it's a little older. It's older. He was younger, so it was even more hot. So it was even more hot when he was younger. But he's also pretty hot in Dracula as well, as a bad guy, where he's like trying to do the right thing, and then he's like...
Do you remember his character's name?
No. I don't think I don't think they ever give him a name. I think he's just the man in the movie.
Just the man, okay.
Are you looking it up? Are you Googling it?
I am.
Is it Detective Fields in The Raven?
No, it's not Detective Fields in The Raven.
Is it Taboo?
No, it's not Taboo.
Is it Don't Press Benjamin Button?
No.
Okay.
Dracula Untold 5?
No. Dracula was good.
Because it hasn't been made yet.
Oh.
I was going to say no, because I knew it hadn't been made.
Oh, good Lord. Well,
he was in The Hobbit, apparently. What?
Yes, he was one of the...
He's the good guy. His Ranger. It's literally what they call him for like a whole movie.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna look it up really quick because you're driving me crazy. It's this No One Lives. That's what it's called. No One Lives.
Just found it.
Yeah. And it's not meant to be a romance. But if I had written it, it would have a happily ever after. That's all I'm telling you.
Older, we do not mean 2012.
That's older, isn't it?
No.
Older is like 90s.
Wait, he was in The Raven? Oh, he's the detective.
He's been in a lot of stuff. Okay, listen, guys, I'm hopping off. Thank you so much for joining me. If you guys, I would love... I'm turning on, am I? Okay. August 10th, I have an interview with erotic photographer Stefan from SWL Photography, and Shelly, his lady, who has recently been collared too. That was pretty fun. So I'm going to interview both of them. That'll probably have to be two interviews because Shelly has an amazing, amazing story of overcoming cancer as well. And we're also like gonna talk about something we're collaborating on. And then I am also planning to have an upcoming interview with Night of Seven.
Bubble wrap. Bubble wrap being popped. I swear I'm here.
It's Becca's microphone. So if you guys want to tune in for that, thank you so much for coming in, Z, and hanging out with us and everybody else. Be blessed. Your story is important and it is valuable, and I cannot wait to hear it. Talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, you guys are so funny.